This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana will receive $43.3 million in federal Payments in Lieu of Taxes funding, otherwise known as PILT payments. Payments in Lieu of Taxes, or PILT payments, help local governments offset losses in property taxes due to the existence of non-taxable federal lands within their boundaries. Ravalli County will receive the highest amount of any county in Montana with $3.3 million. Lewis and Clark County will see the second highest payment with $3.2 million. Missoula County gets $2.8 million in PILT payments. Because local governments cannot tax federal lands, annual PILT payments help to defray the costs associated with maintaining important community services such as law enforcement, firefighting, roads, and infrastructure. PILT payments are paid for tax-exempt federal lands, including those of the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, National Park Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The formula used to calculate payments is based on the amount of federal land within an affected county, the population, and revenue-sharing payments. The U.S. Department of the Interior collects more than $22.2 billion in revenue annually from commercial activities on public lands. A portion of those revenues is shared with states and counties. The balance is deposited into the U.S. Treasury, which in turn pays for a broad array of federal activities, including PILT funding. PILT payments are made in addition to other federal payments to states, such as those for oil and gas leasing, livestock grazing, and timber harvesting or logging. PILT payments began in 1977. Since then, nearly $12 billion in PILT funding has been distributed to the states, the District of Columbia, and U.S. territories. Montana State University is opening a new campus civil rights office this summer, a consolidation of a couple of other units at the Bozeman campus. The Campus Civil Rights Office, or CCR, will respond to concerns regarding all types of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation. It'll also respond to concerns of stalking, dating violence, domestic violence, and sexual assault. CCR will be a resource for all students, faculty, staff, and campus visitors. MSU spokesperson Michael Becker said, "Student leaders asked us to offer a highly visible unit that would provide better access and services to the university community," Becker said. MSU is facing allegations that it failed to respond to discrimination after a rash of students filed complaints last year with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. Since October 2023, the Office for Civil Rights has opened six investigations into Montana's largest public university. The federal office enforces civil rights at universities that receive money from the U.S. government. Letters from the Office for Civil Rights to MSU President Wadded Cruzado warn against retaliation by MSU against individuals who assert their rights under the law, file discrimination complaints, or help others participate in a proceeding. A student who has led the call for reform at MSU, Alexandra Lynn, said she appreciates the campus forming the new unit, but also has questions about whether it will be a meaningful change for students, especially victims of discrimination. Lynn said, "I hope this is a first step towards justice and resolution for all those who were harmed by the university's lack of action in cases of death threats, sexual assault, discrimination, and harassment. But I have concerns that it is a band-aid over a bullet wound," Lynn said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.